Present episode 3 in the Green Valley Line, the story of a backcountry railroad in the early years of the 20th century. 2 weeks have elapsed since our last episode. Things are moving rapidly in the fight to retain the Green Valley. Bill Reed has taken hold of his job in earnest and has just returned from the East, where he has been drumming up business for the Green Valley Line. Our scene opens in the cab of the old yard engine, where Spider McGee is working hard to keep up steam for Mickey Donegan.
But you're not a bad fireman at that. With a light engine and a level track, you're hard to beat.
Is that so?
And now don't let's be fighting, Spider, my boy. Sure, I know the old tub's falling to pieces like all the rest of them. And yet she was a good engine once.
I'll say she was. She's a good jacket. If you'd only cock up the tubes and tighten her up a little. I'd like to be running them shafts for just a week.
Oh, so it's a mechanic here now, is it?
Yeah. And me thinking you were just...
All right, Mickey. But let me tell you something. If I hit this goat for a couple of days, I'd put her in shape so she'd pass anything on this pike.
Well, think of that now.
How much time we got left?
Barely 5 minutes to get into the clear before number 10 hits the siding.
Well, she'll be here pretty soon now. Gosh, I thought we'd never get up that hill. Hey, where's that main hook gone to?
Just as I thought. He's asleep on the tank as usual.
Hey, Rusty, wake up. Come on, hit the grip. Open that gate. Beat it.
Okay, Spider.
Okay, Mickey, come ahead. There she comes.
Here she goes on time, too, for a wonder. That 5 foot is one of the few good engines left.
Say, young Bill Reed's aboard her, Eddie. Coming back from the East. He's been back there looking for business.
I wonder, did he have any luck?
Shouldn't be surprised. He's a mighty smart kid, that same youngster. They say he's after the mail contract.
He is contract, and a fat chance for getting that with all the opposition.
Don't say why he shouldn't. The Green Valley's got good track through the mountains. With good equipment, but they ought to beat the CKMW by a couple of hours from Glass Belt to Brown's Pass.
Aye, with good equipment, they might do it. But with all the roller stock falling to pieces, there's not much chance.
Well, it looks does look tough. But I'm willing to bet a month's pay that the kid will pull the Green Valley out in the hole.
Well, I won't bet with you, but I'm thinking you'd lose your money.
Oh.
All right, Mickey, take her ahead.
Okay, me boy. Tell the conductor I'll be taking water before we drop down the hill. And say, listen... We work with signals on this bike. Use your hands and I know what you're doing.
Okay, Spider.
Hello there, Popo.
Why, how are you? Hello, young fella. Why, glad to see you back. I've been missing you.
You get my wire about the mail contract?
Oh, sure, but... don't rightly understand it.
Oh, that's all right, Pop. I'll explain things. Gosh, I've a lot to tell you.
Well, take it easy, son. No hurry.
No, but listen. We've got permission to stage a trial run on that mail contract.
Yes?
Egan's going to give me a chance at his California shipments this fall.
Yes?
And I saw the Eastern Bank. They're going to consider...
Hey. Hold on there. One thing at a time, young fella. Gosh, darn it. Take it easy.
All right, Pop. Yes, I am sort of enthusiastic. But listen, don't you worry about anything. We've got a fighting chance to meet that mortgage interest, and I believe we'll make it.
Oh, I sure hope you're right, Bill, but it don't seem reasonable. How in tarnation did you manage to swing that mail business?
Well, of course, it's only a chance, but I got a break in Washington. I had a talk with the Postmaster General.
Well, I'll be dirt.
Sure. You see, his son was a pal of mine in college, and he got me an interview. It was kind of tough at first. Those fellas in Washington never even heard of the Green Valley. Can you imagine that?
I wouldn't wonder. I guess we're kind of small potatoes back there.
Maybe. Anyhow, I did have a talk with the Postmaster General. The time was nearly up and I hadn't got anywhere when he happened to catch on that I was the son of J.J. Reed.
I see. That made quite a difference.
Sure, but not in the way you think. You see, Father's on the opposite side of politics.
Yeah, I don't get you, Bill.
Why, don't you see? I put my cards on the table. Told him the whole story.
Yes.
Our father is trying to stick us on that mortgage and seize the Green Valley. And when the Postmaster General saw there was a chance to put one over on Father, he started to laugh.
Yes.
And I knew it was going to be all right.
Well, what do you know about that now?
Sure. He got a couple of his assistants in. We got hold of a big map, and they spent 3 hours with me. I told him all about the Green Valley.
Uh-huh.
How we could cut an hour or more off the running time to the coast. And believe me, Pop, they're right behind us.
Say, young fella, do you know, I've been trying to tell him that for 15 years or more. And here you hit the bullseye first crack.
Oh, that was just a stroke of good luck.
I call it darn good management myself. But what about this here trial?
Oh, yes, they're going to give us a couple of cars of through mail. We get it off the S&M at Glassbell and hand it over to the Midwest Pacific at Sewell Junction, the full length of our line straight running.
Uh-huh. And when's it going to be?
Pretty soon now, Pop. They'll give us 24 hours notice.
And what's conditions?
Well, if we beat the CK&W time by an hour, they'll give us a 3 years contract for that part of the run from Chicago to the coast.
Gosh, dang it, we should be able to do it, Bill.
Do it, we've got to do it, Pop. My goodness, look what it means.
Sure, I know what it means, young fella.
Oh, by the way, did you see about those engines?
Oh, yes, sure. Mason will have 490 ready at Glassbell.
Fine.
We'll change engines here for the run west through the mountains.
What about this end?
Well, I told Cronin to have a good engine ready.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I ain't just sure of Cronin.
Yes, he's one of Father's men. All right, I'll talk to him.
You didn't see your father back
yes,
east, did you?
I did see him.
What? Say, what do you have to say?
Not much, and of course I didn't tell him very much either. Only that we figured on meeting that mortgage interest in the fall.
Yes? What did he say to that?
Oh, he just smiled. We're going to have a tough fight, Mr. Harkness. Father's dynamite once he gets started.
Don't I know it. When two railroads get to fighting, there just ain't no room.
Sure, I know that. Father himself is all right as long as you don't oppose him, but he'll move heaven and earth to stop us getting that mail contract.
You didn't tell him about that, did you?
No, but he'll find out, sure enough. Father wouldn't do anything crooked himself, but if the men under him pull anything, he'll stand behind them.
Well, we just got to do the best we can. Oh, say, young fella,
yes.
You ought to run up and call on the Grahams.
Oh.
You ain't been near him since you came west, you know.
Well, what's wrong? Pa and Ma Graham getting peeved?
Well, no, but he's president of the Green Valley, and it's just as well to be friendly.
Sure, I guess I ought to have called before, but that Carrie Graham made me sore flying off like she did. Anybody think I was a pickpocket or something?
Oh, now, that's too bad, son. She's a real fine girl when you get to know her. And I'd like for you two to be friends.
Not much chance of that. I don't take any interest in girls. Besides, she doesn't trust me. Thinks I'm a double-crosser. Wonder who she thinks she is.
Oh, shucks. She'd get over it all right.
Say, Pop.
Eh?
If we should pull off this mail contract and get things really going on the Green Valley, maybe this Graham girl would be singing a different tune.
Sure, I reckon so, Bill, but seeing as you don't take any interest in women folk, it don't really signify.
Oh, no, of course not. It doesn't mean a thing.
Well, I'm going over to the restaurant to get me a bite. You coming?
No, I've got a lot of mail to look over. I want to see Cronin. You go ahead, Pop.
Sure. I'll be seeing you.
All right.
Well, howdy, Sam.
Hello, Pop. Howdy.
Say, Abby, did you fix that lunch for me?
Sure, Mr. Harkness. I got it all ready in the kitchen. You just sit here in the booth and I'll get it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, say, did you see Carrie Graham? She's looking for you.
Well, no, I didn't.
Oh, there she is now over at the soda fountain. Oh, Miss Carrie.
Oh, hello, Pop.
Hello there, Carrie, yes. Come over here and sit down now.
Thanks, Pop. I was looking for you over the depot. They said you were over here.
Well, I just stopped in the barbershop for a few minutes.
Got any news, Pop?
Well, quite a lot, Carrie. Things are sure starting to move. Young Beetle Reed got back this morning from the east. Didn't you see him over at the depot?
Oh, yes, but he makes me sick. Putting on airs as though he was the only person that knows anything. Besides, I don't trust him.
Oh, seems to be you're kind of unfair to young Bill. He's done quite a bit of hustling back east. Looks like we're going to get some real business for the Green Valley.
I just can't believe he's really genuine. And I'm not the only one that thinks so. Mm. Folks around here think he's just stringing you along.
Well, reckon we'll have to let him talk. Think much he was paying attention to gossip.
But tell me, is it really true that the Green Valley Railroad is going to try for that mail contract?
Say, what? Where did you hear that? Was it from your father?
No, but it's all over town that there's going to be a trial run against the CK&W. Is it true?
Well, sure, it's true, but it's kind of funny how folks got to hear about it.
Oh, I suppose your wonderful assistant, the great Mr. William Reed, must have told about it. Just to show how clever he is.
No, I don't reckon Bill would do anything like that. But such things is bound to leak out sooner or later.
But listen, Pop. Is there really any chance to land that mail contract?
Sure, there's a chance. We've got good track and a shorter line. Might have been a couple of years ago when the engines and rolling stock was in better shape, but we'll give them a run for it.
Supposing we do get it, will it save the Green Valley from being sold out?
Well, not by itself. But if we can win that race with a CKW, it'll put the Green Valley on the map. There's a lot of fast freights moving these days, and we stand a good chance to get some of it.
I see. Well, I hope it all comes true, Pop. Certainly would be terrible to lose the Green Valley.
She ain't lost yet, Carrie. It's going to be tough. We got $150,000 to dig up by fall on top of ordinary expenses. And no chance to borrow a cent.
Well, good luck, Pop. I've got to run along.
Say, hold on a minute.
No, man. I must go. Goodbye, Pop.
Oh, Mr. Harkness.
Oh, hello, Bill. Anything doing?
Sure, I got the message from Washington about that trial run.
You did? Say, what's in it, Bill?
It's okay. They've fixed it for the 10th. They're giving us a real break, too. 3 whole days to get ready.
3 days? Gosh darn it. We've got to get busy, young
sure.
fella.
Sure. Come on, Pop. We'll work out the schedule.
Fine.
A chance at the mail contract. A race with the CK&W. Hope for the old Green Valley. The story of the race is told in episodes 4, 5, and 6 of The Green Valley Line.